Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Round with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
We continue our division by division NFL preview as we order up.
Order up.
This week we are ordering up what was once one of the most unpredictable divisions, now painfully predictable divisions, the NFC South. You have two of the worst teams in football in this division, so we'll see what we come up with. What can we say about our records last year? Kiss your sister, we were both 2-2.
Oh, okay.
So that's not too bad. We can only go up, you hope. But that was last year, this is this year. Who you got in the NFC South D?
Alright, so, I mean, so, first up, I'm gonna go with the Saints. And I just, they don't have a quarterback. They think their best player offensively is probably Alvin Kamara. Chris Olave, he gets head injuries. He doesn't play very much. They don't believe in anything they've got going on there. They're vying for getting Cooper Manning. So I'm going with the Saints in the 4-hole. In the 3-hole, I've got the Falcons. I think the Falcons are going to struggle with Michael Penix Jr. I think Michael Penix Jr. will get hurt. Kirk Cousins probably wind up playing. And I just don't see them being anything more than a 500 team. The Panthers. I got the Panthers coming in second. I think they're on the rise. I think their quarterback was starting to figure it out last year. I think Chuba Hubbard's a stud. They went and drafted a wide receiver. I am feeling the Panthers. Number one, I think it's going to be the Bucks. Really, just out of default, I think Baker will play well. I think Mike Evans, you can count on 1,000 yards from him. I do like their backfield. I think Bucky Irving, Rashad White, they've got something good going on there. And they're going to play defense. You know, their coach, Todd Bowles, he knows how to coach defense. He knows how to play defense. What do you got, Z?
Do you love brownies? Of course you love brownies. And if you're looking for delicious, gourmet, handcrafted brownies, then look no farther than Sweet Life Brownie Cup. Chef Tommy D and the crew offer a dozen delicious delights that you will crave. From the classic OB, to Dutch Apple, to my personal favorite cookie jar, Red Velvet, and many more. Check out their Instagram at sweetlifebrownie_co for their Friday brownie drops. Every Friday at noon, you see what they're making. Or give them a call at 845-641-3043 and tell them the D&Z sent you. That's sweetlifebrownie_co on Instagram, sweetlifebrownie_co on Facebook, 845-641-3043. Sweet Life Brownie Co. Because there's always room for a brownie.
You can't argue with the Saints.
Who's their quarterback? I don't even know who their quarterback is.
Right now on the depth chart, number one is Spencer Rattler.
That's not going to hold up.
You have Tyler Shue.
That's the guy.
Yeah. They inked him to a long-term
deal. And he's trash. It was the guy throwing to nobody during the combine. Like, yeah. Who are you throwing that to?
You're looking at Jake Haener as your third stringer, so you really have no quarterback there. It wouldn't surprise
Sounds like a
me.
Jet.
If Justin Fields shits the bed, who the hell? He looks like a model who was told that he was going to wear a quarterback costume for Halloween. So it wouldn't surprise me if Kamara wants out. I wouldn't blame him, frankly. You know, you have Cooks, you have Shahid, you have Olave. Not bad.
Oh, Cooks. I forgot about Cooks.
Cooks is a deep threat. Can anybody actually get him the ball is the question.
Can he stay healthy?
That's another one, right? Olave, has he kicked this concussion problem? You have Moreau, Johnson, and Hill. All of them are injured right now. And Taysom Hill is actually on the bubble. He may get cut, but...
Denver will pick him
Denver.
Up.
Yeah, that's a foregone conclusion. So why don't you just call Sean Payton now and say, hey, man, what do you want for Taysom Hill? Defense, Cam Jordan's still there, Godshaw's still there, DeMario Davis is still there. The defense plays, man. They added Justin Reed. They have weapons there, right? They're going to be competitive on that side of the ball. Offense, just no. DFL for the Big Easy. Nothing going to be easy this year for the Big Easy. Third place, I got to go with the Panthers still. There will be growth from Bryce Young. There will be growth from Chuba Hubbard. Legit, he's got the potential to be really good. He's apparently getting more reps in practice. So we're going to see what he becomes. They added Rico Dowdle as a nice backup for Chuba. It boils down to the growth of Bryce Young, which I think will be there. He showed flashes later in the year. And is the defense going to be able to hold up? I think there is a step forward. Canales seemed to know what he was doing. They were trending in the right direction. I like to think that Carolina is going to be improved. Number two, I got to go with the Falcons as well. I'm not sold on Penix, but this team has a lot of talent, and eventually that talent's going to click, right? Bijan, they figured out that they actually can run the ball with Bijan now that Arthur Smith is not there. Fantastic. Maybe you finally get something from Drake London. Maybe you finally get something from Kyle Pitts. The possibilities are endless. Defense is always a question, but you have Leonard Floyd, you have AJ Terrell, you have Jesse Bates, you have some pieces there that will keep you in the game. Matthew Judon's not there this year, but he's a free agent. Maybe there's a reunion, maybe there isn't a reunion, who knows? But they're better than they have been in recent years on defense. Question is quarterback. Is it going to be Cousins? Is it going to be Penix? If Penix struggles, how long are you going to let him struggle? As a young QB. As a young QB with an injury history, right? Coming out of college. We'll see. And if Cousins plays, what are you going to get from Cousins? Because Cousins wasn't all that great last year either. Turns out he was hurt. So... all the talent in the world, it's there for them. They even got DJ Chark, right? They have they have some depth at wide receiver. Too many questions to unseat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Baker Buccaneers. Bucky Irving's legit. Rashad White is legit. Chris Godwin, he's banged up a little too much for my liking, a little too often. But when you got Mike Evans, you can make up for that. I would, if Chris Godwin is healthy, this is going to be, this is going to be a dark horse for the NFC Championship. They play defense. They have a running game. They have all the pieces. Right? Baker has matured. The sky's the limit. Health, health, health is going to be the key. Because if they can't stay healthy, they're going to get passed by the Falcons or maybe even the Panthers if it really goes south. But Tampa Baker, they got the goods to take home the NFC South. Those are our picks. Order yours. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in your DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who you're taking in the NFC South. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the AFC South.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.